Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Philadelphia, Pennsylvania School District is bringing back the mandatory mask mandate to school children. The mandatory masking will be for 10 days after returning from winter break, January 3rd through the 13th. The school district claims it will lessen the transmission of multiple airborne viruses, including COVID-19. Three men were sentenced Thursday to a minimum of 7 to 12 years in prison for charges related to plot and kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The jury determined that the three men, founders of the Wolverine Watchmen Militia, helped train others to kidnap the Democrat governor. Joseph Morrison announces his regret in court Thursday.
I made mistakes. I acted recklessly and carelessly with my words. I got around the wrong people.
A bill to end the COVID-19 vaccine mandate for members of the military and provide nearly $858 billion for national defense passed the Senate on Thursday and now goes to President Biden to be signed into law. Lawmakers increased the budget by roughly 10% more from last year's numbers and gave service members a 4.6% pay raise. That includes the Defense Department's civilian workforce. The National Archives are releasing some information about the JFK assassination, with more details coming out this summer.
The information comes from about 8,000 documents related to the death of President John F. Kennedy. However, a White House memo adds that there are a number of records that contain information for, quote, continued postponement of public disclosure until June 30th. It notes that those files may cause harm to defense, intelligence operations, law enforcement, or foreign relations. Kennedy was assassinated on November 22, 1963 in Dallas, Texas. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
Thank you, Tyler. We are USA News.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Investment firm Goldman Sachs is now the latest U.S. company to plan for a large round of layoffs. Goldman Sachs will lay off about 4,000 people as the employer is fearing high inflation that could slide the economy into a recession. When is the last day to get your stuff in the mail to reach the destination on time this holiday season?
The U.S. Postal Service says this Saturday, the 17th, is the latest you can send packages by its cheapest service, Retail Ground, and be assured they'll arrive by Christmas. It's the same deadline for first-class mail. Priority mail will give you a bit more leeway. The deadline is Monday, the 19th. And for your last-minute needs, the more expensive Priority Mail Express service will let you send items by the 23rd. I'm Tim Berg.
With the border crisis swelling in numbers of people illegally entering the United States, President Biden's effort to terminate a Trump-era policy called Remain in Mexico was put back in place by a U.S. District Court judge after being heard in several courts. Soon, shoppers in New York won't be able to buy a pet at the store. Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul on Thursday signed a bill into law that bans the sale of dogs, cats, and rabbits at retail pet stores. She says the reason to do this is to end the puppy mill to pet store pipeline and stop abuse of breeders. The law goes into effect in 2024. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's
6 minutes going after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you with us, and it's great to have my good friend, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, the New York Times best-selling author, who spent his life uncovering ancient mysteries in biblical texts, first with his critically acclaimed book and series, The Harbinger, and recently with his blockbuster feature film, The Harbingers of Things to Come. He's called the prophetic voice of this generation, and we're going to be talking again about his book, The Return of the Gods. Jonathan, congratulations on the book. As anticipated and expected, this book has been gaining traction. The buzz still continues for the return of the gods.
No, thank you, Bill. I knew that this was a book I had to write for now, where we are. I also knew it would be explosive, and that is exactly happening. It hasn't stopped. So thank you, Bill. I'm always blessed to be with you.
Well, the people are seeing what you've pointed out, and that is the return of the gods are being revealed for those whose eyes are open.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's, you know, a lot of people are not even believers, but non-believers as well are even saying, and even the old school liberals are saying, what is going on? This is madness. What's happening to America? What's happening to American culture? What's happening to the children? It makes no sense. Well, it does make sense biblically. In fact, you know, if we had known this or had been kind of focused on what the Bible says about this, way back when we started beginning to move God out of our culture, we could have said all this would happen, because this is exactly what was warned about in the Bible. It's exactly, you know, the Bible's always going to have the answer. So, I mean, it's very stunning, it's very surprising, it's very shocking, but it's also what the Bible warned about.
Well, Solomon said the wisest man, humanoid, that walked the earth, as delineated by God himself, said there's nothing new under the sun, Jonathan.
Yeah, one of the things that I've been led to open up and write about is that the exact templates and patterns and dynamics and principles that the Bible gives, particularly concerning ancient Israel, are replaying, you know, and so, you know, that's from the Harbinger, you know, the signs of judgment that in Israel's last days are returning, but also with the return of the gods, it's saying that even the principalities are replaying, or the spirits that were part of the fall and destruction of Israel are replaying again, are at work, have never died, but have come back. So it's exactly what you just said. And
yeah.
It's still shocking, but it's the Bible has it.
Yeah, all the manifestation, you know, children being killed, crime and lawlessness running rampant, people's, affections growing cold, John. This is all a repeat of things for those of us who read the Bible, say, wow, this is exactly what happened to Israel. And it all started, as you said, with first they turning back, willfully turning their back on God.
Yeah, well, that's the warning. You know, when we look at Israel, and then remember that Paul said these things are written about what happened to Israel, actually, he's referring to, for our, you know, use as examples for us. And when you look at Israel, we have an example of a nation or a culture that example and test case, and really gives the revelation of now when you are watching, we're watching America and Western civilization. You know, America was founded after the pattern of Israel by the Puritans. They literally said that. You know, and Western civilization is also spiritually, the DNA is from, it's from the Bible and it's from Israel. So the thing is that when now we're watching the West, America and quote Christians, what was once Christian civilization, turning away from God, we're gonna see the same dynamics. We're gonna see the same sins, the same phenomenon, the same exactly as you said, what's happening to sexuality, what has happened to life, what's happened to children, the unborn and the born, what's happening to the younger generation, what's happening in every respect. And it's not just like some general, you know, kind of principle. It's specific. You know, with the harbingers, the signs are specific. With the return of the gods are specific. The principalities are specific. We can identify them. That's what I do in the book. We can look at their mythology and see actually there are signs happening right now that are linked to the very specific nature of those gods, and that the very appearance or reappearance of these gods or return of these gods to the West and to America follows the exact order that the Bible gives for them. So it's exact, it's specific. One of the things, I mean, I know you know, of course, Bill, but one of the things is that even things like Supreme Court decisions and the exact dates when they're handed down is linked to the ancient mystery of the gods.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, people often tell me, Jonathan, that they read the Old Testament differently these days because of the things that you've brought to their attention and tied it into, you know, you may look at the Old Testament. Well, that was the Old Testament. That was then. But when you read the Old Testament today, you're saying, wait, that's us right now. This is applicable, right?
Absolutely. I mean, and, you know, listen, the New Testament is the, you know, the final, the peak of our faith and the revelation. But the Old Testament is most of the Bible. So the Old Testament is filled with all sorts of things that apply to all sorts of things of life. And, you know, when, you know, the warning here, if you take from the Old Testament, take from the New Testament on this, the Old Testament says very clearly that behind these gods, you know, that everybody worshipped back then, mm-hmm. are actual spirits, or yes. or the Shadim, or the Demonia, where we get the word demon from. So they're actually real, and then when Israel was worshipping them, they're actually giving themselves to that. So that's a gigantic major thing. There are spirits behind that, and what's happening now in our culture right now. And then Jesus in the New Testament, of course, gives the warning that I'm paraphrasing, I know we've played this, but this is, you know, the ultimate thing here is that he said that if any of a man or a generation and a culture has been delivered by God of these things, of these spirits, of these forces, demonic, and as Western civilization was when the gospel came, and then turns back away from God, then these spirits are going to return. They're going to return to the house. They return to the man who was possessed. They're going to return to the culture. And so that is what he said, and that's exactly what we have witnessed. And you know, like a modern test case, if you look at Germany. You know, Germany was a nation that had given the world the Reformation. You know, the Word, coming back to the Word, that all came from Germany. Right. What happened then when Germany turned away from God? What happened was not secular, was not neutral, was not progressive. What happened was demonic. What happened was Hitler. What happened was the Holocaust. Demonic. And in every case, whether it's Germany, whether it's Russia turning away from God, and now America, it ends up with destruction and death.
What is it about our humanity that underestimates the power of these spirits, Jonathan?
Well, I think one is we like to think that, you know, we're in control, number one. And we like to think that also, you know, we are rational, you know. And the amazing thing is when you look at, like, for instance, wokeism, which is very much, you know, in the book I share that this is totally a mask for a pagan, really a pagan mindset and a pagan mm-hmm. revival. But when you look at that, you know, the idea is we're progressive and everything is, you know, rational. We don't need the Bible. We don't.
Right.
And yet, it goes forward, it gets increasingly irrational. I mean,
Jonathan, let me pause you real quick. We've got to go to break. Sure. More from Jonathan Kahn after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Jonathan Kahn continues with us. John, I wanted you to pick up, Jonathan, where we left off in our conversation. Go ahead.
Yeah, we like to think, you know, that we are enlightened, we are a modern man, we don't, but the fact is, you know, the eternal things don't change. Mm-hmm. And the spiritual realm does not change, you know, for good or, and for evil. And so an interesting thing is that, you know, one of the things I speak about is, you know, in the book, The Return of the Gods, is that here we have high technology and all this, but we're actually following the ancient the ancient
pattern,
the
right.
spiritual warnings. For instance, mm-hmm. you know, the Bible says that when a nation turns away from God, it ends up serving the works of its hands. You know, it ends up serving its idols, builds idols. Well, mm-hmm. we don't call them idols, say, but we still build them. And the thing is that, you know, we are right now addicted. We are serving the works of our hands. When Paul on Mars Hill speaks about the idols of the pagan world, he uses the word techne, or we get the word tech or technology. So in other words, we're going to serve our technology. So now here we are. We built our computers. We are addicted to our computers. And the Bible says that when you know, what happens when you build an idol also is that you start becoming like the idol. You know, and so
yes.
we're actually becoming less human because we are all addicted to that. So here you have something. We have high technology, and yet what the Bible said in the spiritual realm is manifesting just as it did in ancient times.
So basically, we've exchanged the temple of God, which is supposed to be Emmanuel with us, and we have created a new substance, a house of spirits, and we're inviting the spirits to replace where God once resided. Is that correct?
Yeah, I like the analogy because it's very interesting because also, you know, you said Emmanuel, and of course we think of the season now. And in Hanukkah is also something where what happened is that a pagan man and culture came into Israel and took over the temple of God. And in the temple of God, they set up idols. And so they made it, in a sense, a house of spirits, a house of idols. And so, and this is actually, and when you look at actually Hanukkah, you're actually seeing a foreshadow of the end times. When it talks about the Antichrist and the abomination, desolation, well, this is, that was all foreshadowed in what happened with Hanukkah. So now we're watching in the same way, you know, you could say that America was a house of God in a sense that it was a Judeo-Christian civilization that was meant to be indwelt by God. And in many ways it was, you know, not perfect, of course, but it was. You know, the presence of God and the gospel of God. You know, that's what happened to Western civilization. When the gospel came in, the spirits were driven out. But the thing is, we didn't realize, we didn't take seriously the warning. The only thing that was preventing all this darkness and the basically demonic entities from coming in was the gospel, was the power of God, was the Spirit of God, was the faith, all the things that had driven it out in the Roman Empire. And so we did this at our risk. We took it out, and now we're surprised by how what's come in is so dark, is so really irrational and demonic. You know, it started when we took prayer out of school. Now, I think that's a little thing. They might have thought, well, just, you know, you don't need it. What we were doing was we were emptying the house.
Yes.
And we were separating basically God from the children, which represent the future of America.
Exactly.
And so now look, you know, the warning that Jesus gave is that when you do this, the house is not going to stay empty. So look at now, we took God out of the schools, look what has come into the schools. We took God away from the children, look what has come into the children.
Yeah, exactly. Jonathan, in the book Return of the Gods, you identify the possessor. Let's unfold that a bit, if you would.
Yeah, this is the first of the entities. It's the first of what I call the dark trinity that came, of false gods that came to Israel when they turned away from God. The possessor, actually, if you say this in Hebrew, the word is Baal. And Baal, we get the word Baal. And it literally means possessor, owner, master. And so when Israel turned away from God, this spirit comes in. It says that Baal caused Israel to forget God. It caused Israel to turn away from the commandments of God. And so what happened is you look at the early 60s, we begin opening the door, we begin emptying ourselves of God. And what comes into the culture is a spirit, and this is the spirit of the possessor, which, number one, you know, Baal sought to drive God out of Israel. That, you remember the days of Elijah, so to drive him out of everything, public square, government, culture. Well, we've been watching literally a spirit in America, we can almost cut it with a knife, that is driving God out of everything. Starting in the early 60s, driving God out of every single thing. If you look back, you know, at the culture that was there just before the 60s, 1950s, you know, you had teachers leading children in the Lord's Prayer across America in the quote secular public school system. You had the biggest movies in Hollywood were movies like Ben-Hur, you know,
Commandments. Right.
Ten Commandments, yeah. The King of Kings, Quo Vadis, you know. Well, look at where we are now. What Baal did, or what this spirit did, was in ancient times was take a nation that had known God, Israel, turn it into a pagan nation. Well, that is the end game. That is the agenda now, is to take a nation like America that has known God and paganize it. So we're watching the process of paganization. And so now, look, he caused Israel to turn away from the commandments. Literally, this spirit has caused America to literally strike down the actual Ten Commandments from our public squares. It's also called, he says, he caused Israel to forget God. There's an amnesia over America. We are now think about what we were up to the 60s. Now we can't even remember that America. We don't remember God. America has forgotten God, but it's also forgotten that it ever knew God.
Exactly. Well, these are some of the signs that you're pointing out, and of course, even more signs is the gender confusion that's taking place. The horrific acts that are being done upon our children to try and deviate what God had, had planned, what he had done from the very beginning, in the fact that he declared their, man and woman, the two genders.
This is the second principality of this trinity of darkness, and it is, this one was called, in the Bible, she's actually, it's a goddess actually mentioned in the Bible called Ashtoreth, and when, if you went to Babylon, she was called Ishtar. If you went to Greece, she's called Aphrodite. But all over, literally, and this one is in the Bible, it says Baal. Then it says Ashtoreth. So Baal begins, the spirit of Baal begins this process of turning away, but then it leads to the next principality. Ashtoreth was the goddess of sexuality, or Ishtar was the goddess of unbridled sexuality and sexual immorality. She's a prostitute. So she actually sexualizes the culture. When you look at pagan culture, much of pagan culture is sexualized. She's a prostitute. What did a prostitute do? Take sex out of marriage, puts it into the marketplace, puts it into the public square. Well, that's exactly what she did in pagan cultures. Well, that's exactly what happened to America, when you look at the 1960s, first comes the turning, and then, like clockwork, comes the next principality, and you have the sexual revolution.
Exactly.
And the sexual revolution is doing exactly that. It's taking sexuality out of the context, out of the bounds, out of the realm of marriage, and puts it into the culture, and so the culture becomes sexualized. And actually, back then, she's called, even in her hymns, she's called the sacred prostitute. Well, in Greek, they would call her, the word for prostitute is porne. So we get pornography. The word pornography comes there. She's actually the inventor of pornography. The first pornography is linked to this goddess. So we have an explosion happening. And, what also does a prostitute do? A prostitute weakens marriage. And so we're watching the weakening and destruction of marriage ever since. It goes hand in hand with the sexual revolution. So you have all this happening. But then, as you mentioned, the realm of gender, the other side to this goddess is that, and there's something very strange about her. And that is that she's in her ancient inscriptions. In the book, I looked at I had to research the ancient inscriptions, and I put them in. They're amazing. She says, I am a woman, and then she says, I am a man. And then it says in her hymn, it says, you turn a man into a woman, and you turn a woman into a man. This is the goddess or the principality of androgyny, of that blurs the lines between man and woman, male and female, girl and boy, gender.
Jonathan, we've got to go to break. Hit pause. More from Jonathan after this. Stay with us.
The support is sponsored by Amazon. Holiday procrastinators, we have news for you. Enjoy last-minute gift shopping when you shop small businesses in Amazon store. Discover thoughtful and unique gifts you'll get on time with the quick and convenient delivery you love from Amazon. Customers can shop giftable products from small businesses featured in Amazon's Small Business Gift Guide and take inspiration from celeb favorites with curated small business picks from Ayesha Curry, Oprah Winfrey, and Kristen Cavallari. Shop categories like toys and home and not-so-boring stocking stuffers from women-owned, black-owned, family, and military-owned businesses. Amazon's Director for Small Business Empowerment, Kara Cusick, says,
At Amazon, we're proud to help hundreds of millions of customers discover incredible small business products. And this season, we've made it easier than ever to discover and support small businesses with our new Small Business Badge to help you easily identify products from small business brand owners and artisans while you shop.
To shop for unique last-minute gifts, head to amazon.com/supportsmall.
USA News Update. The Philadelphia School District is bringing back the mandatory mask mandate to school children. The mandatory masking will be for 10 days after returning from winter break, January 3rd to the 13th. The school district claims it will lessen the transmission of multiple airborne viruses, including COVID-19. Three men were sentenced Thursday to serve a minimum of 7 to 12 years in prison for charges related to plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The jury determined that the three men, founders of the Wolverine Watchmen Militia, helped train others to kidnap the Democrat governor. A bill to end the COVID-19 vaccine mandate for members of the military and provide nearly $858 billion for national defense passes the Senate on Thursday and now goes to President Biden's desk to be signed into law. Lawmakers increased the budget by roughly 10% over last year's numbers. 1 week from today begins our Christmas holiday break. Lance Pry, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. We're talking with Jonathan Kahn, The Rise of the Gods, and we're going through right now the Dark Trinity, the Possessor, the Enchantress, and the Destroyer. Jonathan, I wanted you to summarize the Enchantress, and then let's move into the Destroyer, and then we're going to take a look at how these manifestations have come about, and going forward, what we can anticipate in the year ahead.
Yeah, it hasn't stopped. You know, one of the things that we don't always realize, but when you look at, this is what I put in the Return of the Gods, when you see what's behind it, it all holds together. Wow, that worked. Well, this goddess was or this principality was of, first the sexual revolution and now the destruction of gender. Now what's happening to our children, what's happening to our culture. But the thing is that it all goes together. Because when you destroy marriage, when you start taking sexuality out of the realm of marriage, you start weakening the bond of male and female. And when you start doing that, you start, even in the 60s, you have this movement, and you have it in our culture to this day, that says that, men should not be like men, and women should not be like women. Women, this goddess, it says she defeminizes women, she masculinizes them, she emasculates men. So you have this all happening in our culture. When you destroy marriage, this whole the template of male and female starts disappearing. So all this leads to this, because if you're saying, well, there's no real difference, one could be like the other, that's what you've got now.
Exactly.
And so and she actually had priests and priestesses who walked around, men dressing up as women. We've got it. It's happened again. She actually is the goddess of parades. She actually is the goddess who claimed 1 month of the year to possess a culture, which corresponds with the month of June. She also, her sign was the rainbow. And actually, even our Supreme Court decisions, all the big decisions that have changed sexuality and gender and marriage have all taken place in the month of the goddess, at the time of the days of the goddess. And the big one that really transformed marriage, how real this is, in 2015, on that night, remember, the White House is lit up with the colors of the rainbow. That's also the sign of again. That is the day that they redefined marriage so a man could marry a man. So this is so real and so, I mean, it's affecting all of us, and we need to know what we're dealing with.
Jonathan, why is the sexual appeal so powerful? What it has done in terms of, you know, causing us to lose our minds. What is it about sex?
That is a great question, and actually I've never been asked that in any interview. That's a great question. Several things, you know. One is it starts with a basic drive that God has given us, obviously, to survive as a people. So, you know, we have the basic the drive to survive as far as life, and then sexuality is the next thing. So number one is very basic that God gave, and so if you can twist this, if you can redirect it, if you can rechannel it, then you can change everything. You know, this is procreation. This is where life comes from.
Exactly.
Creation. Mm-hmm. So you know, and this is basic that God gave. So the spirits, these are demonic spirits, are going to go after it, and so it is powerful. But if you can divorce it, if you can take it away from the context that God gave it, then you can number one control people, but also you can totally transform society. Because when you do this, look at it's happened already. Look what's what happened with the sexual revolution. When you do this, you take it out of marriage. First of all, you start destroying marriage. Then that means if you do that, then you start destroying families. You start destroying families, you start destroying cultures. You overturn them. You transform them. So the realm of sexuality is ultimately what's happened is it's actually affecting not only marriage, not only families, culture, civilization, laws, gender, human identity itself. That's how powerful this is.
Yeah, I think that modern culture, well, you could probably say back from, you know, the beginning of man, for that matter, has disrespected and dishonored the sanctity and the holiness of sex and that gift that God has given us. And there's something about that, I believe, maybe we'll find out when we get to heaven, that it was such a gift. It was almost like, like Esau, you know, not respecting his birthright, because it comes from God. It's sanctified by God. It is holy. And when we disrespect it, there is a powerful, you know, price to pay.
Yes. And it's interesting when you're saying this, I'm thinking of, by the way, I just love doing this with you, Bill, because it's the Spirit just keeps triggering all
right.
And one thing is, you know, in Romans, remember what Paul said? Paul said he's speaking about pagan society. He's speaking about civilization without God. It says they turned away from God, like they had a knowledge. They turned away from God, and they started worshiping the creation. So then you have idolatry, you have all these things, and that's pagan life. But then, the next thing it says, and then they started basically twisting sexuality. It says they turned away from basically male-female. They turned, you know, it's right there. And so this was actually part of the pagan world. And the thing is that, the reason why it has not been part of our culture for so long is because of the gospel. It was the gospel that basically it was a cleansing to the pagan society, pagan civilization. But now what we think of as like, you think, well, this is new. Well, you know, in one sense, yeah, it's the end times, but this is a revival. You know, we don't have a long memory, you know. And so if we actually had a long memory, we'd actually know that what, for instance, every June when we see all the parades celebrating, you know, basically the bending of gender, you know, all this, and actually we know that the same things took place in June in ancient times, and it was actually Constantine and the gospel that gradually put an end to it. So this is basic, and you know, just because we haven't dealt with it, but we didn't know what we were dealing with. And we also, you know, I'm talking about American culture and Western culture, you don't know what you got till it's gone.
Exactly.
You want to take God out, you want to take the gospel out, there's only one other alternative, and that is this.
Yeah, exactly. Jonathan, a little less than 3 minutes left in this segment. Explain to our audience the destroyer and what would happen or what happens when the destroyer returns to the world.
Yeah, the destroyer is the third of the dark trinity in the book, and the destroyer is the god or the principality that causes parents to offer up their children as sacrifices. And now this was actually common in the pagan world. Human sacrifice is not uncommon, nor is child sacrifice. You know, if you're a child in the pagan world, you're in danger. You know, because when you're weak, you know, there's the gospel that really saved children. In fact, it was the gospel that only ended child sacrifice across the world. But the warning of Jesus, if you turn away from God, then these spirits are coming back, and one of them is the destroyer, or in Hebrew, Molech. And so Molech is going to return to Israel. So it's amazing. It's like clockwork when you look at this trinity. First, the Bible says Baal, then it's at second is always Ashtoreth. So you got the turning, then you have the sexual revolution, and now the third part, you're going to have the destroyer. So at the end of the 1960s, like clockwork, all of a sudden, we begin performing the most pagan of acts. We begin offering up our children, the unborn, which actually this practice disappeared with the gospel. Now we are offering up, and remember the warning of Jesus said, they come back worse. With this,
right.
So back then, you know, Israel, when they turned away from God, they offered up thousands of children. But we have now offered up over 60 million of them.
Mm. And that's not even counting those that have been sacrificed via abortifacients, because they have no numbers on that, Jonathan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And this is all part, Bill, of this. You know, the gods actually, the principalities always focus on the children. Yeah. They war against the children in every way. We're watching this in the culture. It's once America has been turned away from God, the children are in trouble. So
right.
Look at what's happening to the children. I mean, in every realm. And one of the things I opened up in the book is that actually, when you look at the ancient steps, the rites of child sacrifice, actually, we're actually repeating it today in abortion.
Wow.
I mean, specifically.
Yeah. And of course, look what's happening in the halls of academia and education, what's being done with these kids as well,
yeah,
Jonathan.
This is part of it.
Without
a
doubt. Got to go to break. We've got more from Jonathan Kahn. Stay with us.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
This report is sponsored by Campfire Films. The movie Climb is an inspirational film about a man, his bike, his family, and his quest to return to competitive cycling after suffering a catastrophic accident. It's a documentary written and directed by Neil Myers, who's at the center of the story. 4 years ago, Neil was part of a relay team that competed in triathlons all over the U.S. One day, while on a training ride in Santa Barbara, he rounded a curve to find a truck headed right at him. Neil explains what happened next.
I broke 15 bones in 26 places, collapsed both lungs, and had a brain bleed. Took a month in the hospital and 2 months of rehab before I was able to ride again. After a year, I was back on the starting line. It's really a story of how a community helped me recover.
Climb has won 26 awards, including Best Documentary, Best Cinematography, and Best Original Score. You can watch the film at climbdoc.org. That's climbdoc.org.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs?
truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. We're visiting with Jonathan Cahn, New York Times bestselling author. His book, The Return of the Gods, available at all the usual places. And, of course, it's always linked and has been since August, linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Jonathan, people often ask me that have read The Return of the Gods, and they say, okay, what's next? How is this playing? We see how it's playing out for those that have eyes to see how it's playing out in our culture. But what do you see happening, let's just say, in the next year, in 2023?
Well, the ultimate thing is because one of the things one of the takeaways is that what we're dealing with in America, what we're dealing in the world, what we're dealing in our lives is not ultimately even cultural. I mean, it's not ultimately or even ultimately political, although all those realms are important. Mm-hmm. It's ultimately spiritual. And so we are Paul said we war not against flesh and blood. We war against principalities. And so the ultimate thing with America, I mean, the ultimate course is that, there is an agenda. Towards the latter part of the book, I get into the agenda of the gods. What's the end game of it? And then there's the only hope against that, and we can talk about the agenda, but the only hope against that is the gospel, is God, is the power of God, is revival. And the thing is that if you don't have revival, then the agenda of these spirits, the principalities, are going to have their dominion. One of the things that we see when we look at these principalities is that when they first come in the door, they do it in the name of tolerance. Be open. Do your own thing. You remember that was anything goes. That used to be the mantra in America.
Right, exactly.
It's not that anymore. I mean, now it's you do our thing, or else we will cancel you, or else we will deplatform and defund you. If you don't think the way if you don't speak the way So the thing is that why is that? Because the whole point at the beginning was to get in the door. To get into the door of a Christian civilization, you have to say be open, tolerant. Hey, consider other things. Once these spirits start taking or getting established and taking hold or taking possession, then it becomes every knee shall bow.
Right.
Every tongue shall confess us. And that, when you look at, for instance, look at a test case of the days of Ahab and Jezebel and Elijah, that's exactly what happened. Mm-hmm. It was every knee shall bow. So ultimately, these principalities don't want coexistence in the end. They want only at the beginning. Once they get in, they want to silence every opposition, every conservative voice, because conservatives tend to say we don't want this change. And of course, Christians. One of the things about the gods is that remember, or these spirits, they were cast out by the gospel. We're starting with Rome. So they're cast out by Christians, cast out by the word of God. So what do they do? So they have come back with a vendetta of vengeance. They're seeking to cast believers out. They're seeking to cast the word out. They're seeking to marginalize the people of God. They're seeking to do everything that was done to them. They're seeking. That's why we're dealing with all this stuff in the culture. So there's much happening. It didn't stop. I mean, even in the months after the book, it has not dealing with this issue every day. In politics, you know, there's something called recently they passed the Respect for Marriage Act, in the Senate.
Right.
Well, you know, what was that? You know, that is ultimately enshrining basically same-sex marriage, and the warning is that it may end up eliminating religious freedom.
Right. You know, look at how many Republicans voted with this, Jonathan.
That's
the scary thing, because talking about this, the other thing to consider is elections do have consequences, and the elections have demonstrated that a seeming majority of America is happy to abandon God.
Yeah, you're right.
If I can put it in those terms, I mean, they don't realize what they're doing, but when you read the election, you say, wait a minute, do you realize what you were voting for here? And I don't know, you can say ignorance, you can say whatever you want to say, but the fact of the matter is the people, just like the children of Israel, says, no, that's not what we want. This is what we want. We want it our way.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, and even more so when you have a democracy. You know, you can't blame the king, because you voted the king in. You know,
right.
And so absolutely, I mean, more and more and more, every election has gigantic ramifications. You can't say as a believer anymore, oh, it doesn't matter, they're the same. They're not so at all. I mean, maybe one day we won't have two party, another party where at least is more conservative. But right now we do, and yes, everything you're saying. I mean, even that thing we just said, the Respect for Marriage Act, which the last thing it is respect for marriage.
But, yeah, right.
So the thing is that, but you know, and that you have Republicans, you know, that's the next sign of it, because you know, our faith isn't even in a party, though there are many who are seeking to stand for God. But this happened in England. You know, in England, the Conservative Party was originally against the whole transgendering or the whole the altering of sexuality. Now it's celebrating it. So you know, this is what happens. So if you don't stand, and if you don't have it. So the thing is that, absolutely, without those Republicans, they could not have passed that. And also, another very key case that has been in the autumn is the Supreme Court is about religious freedom, which is the case in Colorado.
Right.
That can end, either uphold religious freedom or end it. But you see that there is a real force that is seeking to basically destroy this. Bill, why Christians were thrown to the lions is because they would not burn incense to the emperor, and so it was the issue of forced celebration or forced worship or forced condoning. Well, we are approaching that day now. So basically, what the believers dealt with, 2,000 years ago with the Roman Empire, this is now part two. This is a sequel. This is where we're going. And so one of the things we have to do, aside from everything we said, vote, we need to pray for revival as never before, but we also have to live like they did back then. Because if the world, if the culture's going back to that darkness, to that paganism, to those principalities, then the church or the people of God have to go back to where we were at the time, which is the book of Acts.
Mm, yes. And what we have to do also is hear the voice of God, Jonathan, just like he did when he laid out his indictment against Israel. God was not willy-nilly about it. He was very specific about the offenses that they had done against God, against his holiness. And this is, if we have ears to hear, I keep saying this because it's so critical right now, because even when God, finally executed the judgment, when he said, hey, I don't want to hear from you anymore, he was still there saying, but if you will turn to me, I will welcome you back. I will lift the judgment. I will restore you. But they were just so far gone. And this is, my prayer for America. It's not only just America, because sometimes I think we're so America-centric. We only think it's all about America. It is the world. It's all of God's creation. We all have to come in unity to throw our faces on the ground and be penitent and repent of our sins, repent of how we have offended a holy God.
If my people, it doesn't say if the culture around you that is godless. It says if my people. And this is crucial. I've actually, when I wrote the Harbinger 2, I actually, pointed two times in American history that actually America's history and the history of the world was literally changed by the prayers of God. God's people according to this scripture, according to if my people. You know, one of the things about this, when I looked at people, you know, in dealing with these principalities, you know, and by the way, this is exactly what we would expect. I mean, again, you take away God, what is the alternative? I mean, didn't we know this already? I mean, isn't this in the Bible?
Yes.
Well, that's exactly what we're dealing with. But we're not the first to deal with it. You know, most of the people in the Bible dealt with these principalities, dealt with this darkness. Most of the principalities, you know, in the days of Paul, there was transgenderism in one sense. There was all sorts of things with sexuality. There was all this stuff. You know, they were dealing with the gods. You know, Moses dealt with the gods of Egypt. You know, Elijah dealt with the gods of Canaan. You know, the Maccabees dealt with the gods of Greece and Rome. You know, Paul dealt with the gods of Rome. The first believers did. So this is not we're not the first ones. You know,
right,
now
exactly.
It's our turn. You know, now it's our turn. And when you look at Gideon, like, for instance, look at Gideon. He was a great hero of God. He had victory against the Midianites who were under the worship of Baal. So he had a spiritual thing going on. But before he could have that great victory, he had to deal with Baal in his own life. In his own backyard, there was an altar to Baal. So he had to break it down. He had to break that altar. And the first thing is that, as you said, you know, it's as if my people turn from their evil ways. The first thing is we have to have revival. And we have to turn. The revival comes through repentance. And so if there's anything in our lives that is not of God, that's a stronghold, whether it's
exactly.
The realm of sexuality, whether it's the realm of, you know, whatever it is, materialism, whatever it is, that's, we have to break that altar, and then God will anoint you, not only in your life, but to be a light to the world.
Jonathan, a minute and a half left here. What it comes down to, like you said, if my people, but prior to this, is there has to be revelation. God says, my people perish for lack of revelation. We have got to, you know, draw near to God, to hear his voice, to re-anchor ourselves, because the part of the word that says that they destroy themselves is they cast off restraint. This is where we are. We are like that hot air balloon without any anchoring, and we're just going pell-mell all over the place. We're a hot mess. We got a minute left. I'm going to let you summarize. Go ahead.
If the church had been the light it was supposed to be in America and the world, or the salt, it could never have gotten this dark or this rotten. So, yes, and when you look at the statistics, Bill, as you said, you know, when you look at the evangelical world, much of it is, there's lack of knowledge. It's crazy. How could they be? It's not even the basics. So yes, we have to get back to the Word. We have to get back to God's presence. It says, if my people seek my face, seek my face.
Thank you so much. He's a New York Times bestselling author, spent his life uncovering ancient mysteries in biblical texts, first with his critically acclaimed book, The Harbinger, recently with his blockbuster feature film, The Harbingers of Things to Come. He is called the prophetic voice of his generation. He returns with his most explosive work to date, The Return of the Gods, available at all the usual places and linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Jonathan Kahn, thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you, Bill. God bless you.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.